Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon this morning is the gospel lesson, but especially verse 9. The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. And so the setting. There came a man sent from God. His name was John. And he's the one that was talked about in the Old Testament several times. He was the one that would come baptizing. He was the one that would, like Isaiah says, be the voice of one crying in the wilderness and comforting the people of Israel. Comforting because not only was he coming to talk about their sin, but he was heralding the one who could actually do something about their sin. And he was the one that Malachi talked about as the one who would go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way. So John the Baptist appearing means that the Christ was coming and the Christ was there. So John the Baptist comes baptizing. And he comes baptizing and he comes to point to Jesus. This is his entire function, to point to Jesus and say, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And as John does that, there are echoes of all kinds of things from the Old Testament, where there are echoes of Abraham and Isaac heading up Mount Moriah. And Isaac says, "Father, where's the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Isaac says, "God will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And God does. And the answer hangs there for centuries, until it comes to John the Baptist, who can stand and say, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And then there's the Passover, where the Jewish people were commanded to mark the doorposts and the lintel with the blood of the Lamb. And actually we have, from the teaching of the rabbis, exactly where along the sides of the door and the top the blood was to be applied. And we have in Jewish tradition how the blood was to be applied. The hyssop from the basin of the lamb's blood to mark the top and the sides. And you know this, we've said it how many times? What have I just traced out there? They were making the sign of the cross back at the time of the Exodus. "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And then they head out of Egypt and into the wilderness, into the mountain of God, and then the worship at the tabernacle and the temple is put rolling along and prepared, and there it goes, and there at the temple, at the tabernacle, there's the lamb and the sacrifice of the lamb day by day by day to remind them of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And all of this points to Jesus, together with the prophets, like Isaiah, who in chapter 53 says, "Like a lamb, he was silent, silent before its shearers. And all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And the whole theme just keeps on going until it comes to John the Baptist, who has the privilege of standing there and pointing to Jesus and saying, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." But see, John is not the end of it, is he? Since the time of John, since the time of Jesus, since the time of the apostles, there have been Christians heading out into the world, going to far distant places. I remember my friend Buka Tsamako, who I met in South Africa and journeyed through Botswana with. He was telling about his vicarage. Now, my vicarage, I had to go all the way to Richmond, Virginia, and it was people of a strange culture, and there was some adapting. Buka had to go up north in Botswana to a place where he didn't even know the language. Can you imagine? He didn't know the language, and he was supposed to bring the message of the gospel to the Kalanga people. And so his time of vicarage was an adventure. Why did he do that? Because all through the world, the message has to be shared and sent, and it has to travel. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I also met a young fellow. He was in seminary at the time. His name was, and I have to practice his name in order to get it right, Orapeleng Godfrey Shupeng. Yeah, that's why I have to practice it sometimes. And he was saying, as he was going through seminary, I don't want to be placed in an assignment where there is a church that can support me. I want to go to a place where they haven't heard the message of the Savior. Why? Because the whole world must hear, because the whole world needs to hear, because consider how we have this message of salvation within us, and we know that our sins have been carried away by this Lamb of God who came to take away the sin of the world. What would it be like if we did not know that? If we did not know that our sins are forgiven, what would it be like? And there are countless numbers all around the world who have yet to hear and understand and believe. And so Christians through the ages, generation after generation, have been called by God to go and to share this message. And you know the truth of this, if you have ever sat and listened to a missionary coming back from the mission field and telling the stories of how the gospel can reach out and touch and change hearts and lives. You know the truth of this because you know how the gospel has touched your heart and your life. And so we prepare for Christmas. And in preparing for Christmas, there's John the Baptist who comes along. John the Baptist, with the zeal to say, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. No matter what, he's going to keep on saying that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Around the world, Christians do suffer for that message. I get up this morning and hear news of another church in a far distant country that was attacked. And you say, why do Christians keep on coming to church? If it's dangerous in that country, why do they keep on coming? Because the great salvation that we have is far above any danger that we could ever face. And to have Jesus and eternity and life is far above anything that could happen to us along the way. So John the Baptist, describing his life out in the wilderness, locusts and wild honey. Come now, locusts and wild honey, and a cloak made of camel's hair, which they tell me is quite itchy. Locusts and wild honey and camel hair, and there he is out there in the wilderness. And he's preaching this gospel, and they're coming out to him. This doesn't make sense. Why would they come out to a preacher who's preaching about their sin, who's naming their sin? But he's out there not only talking about the sin, he's talking about the one who can do something about the sin. Notice how it said, he was not the light. He came to bear witness to the light. The light that lightens everyone was coming into the world. And so it always is. as it has been on the t-shirts since the Reformation, as it has been since the time of the New Testament, as it has been since the Garden of Eden. It is all about Jesus, is it not? And this is the one message, the word of life for a world that needs so badly to hear that word of life. And we come because we have that need, just like anybody else. We need to hear the message of our sins forgiven, of a Savior who loved us to carry us through death and into life. And now, like John the Baptist, who stands and says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," this is our message as a congregation. Our message and our task is simply to stand before the world and point to Jesus. And in doing that, all the rest is details. But simply to have the privilege of standing before the world and pointing to Jesus, that's the greatest thing that we could have as a congregation. It's the greatest privilege that I have had with my life. It is the greatest privilege that you are called to as well. And not only out in the world, also in families. Let's not forget that. Parents teaching children to pray. What are they doing? They're saying, "Look, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And so quietly done in our houses, quietly done friend to friend, neighbor to neighbor, and not so quietly done as we send out missionaries into the whole world. The whole task, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In Jesus' name, amen.